All right, let's welcome to the program Dr. Todd Schaefer. Way to go, Shiloh. Way to go, Mandan. They're back to school today. Others joining in the coming days across North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about what mom and dad ought to know and be aware of in preparation for kids heading back to the classroom. Dr. Schaefer, thank you for joining us.
Well, I appreciate you having me to the show this morning.
You bet. Looking forward to informing folks on what we need to think about. It's been a while since kids have been back, and obviously it'll be a little different. What advice do you have?
Well, you know what? We recommend on parents that that they can do to prepare for children heading back into the classroom is simply have a conversation with your children. You know, at this point in time, these are very confusing times. As you said, it's been several months since they've been back into the classroom. And with the situation that's out there and some fears that are out there, that can lead to a fair amount of anxiety in students, anywhere from, you know, the K through the 12 level. So when kids are empowered with knowledge and have a bit of an understanding of what's going on, then they feel like they have more of a sense of control over their environment. So with that, that can help relieve their stress.
In your professional opinion, should schools be open in North Dakota? Is this? Are we doing the right thing?
Well, I do feel that it is very important to give kids a sense of normalcy during this confusing time. It is important that the schools continue to work with their local public health units to ensure that they have a very clear plan for the district, because we really don't have any idea once kids get back into school what is going to happen. You know, we do have a surge locally in the Bismarck-Mandan region, but we really don't know what direction for sure that is going to head. So the important thing is that in addition to going back to schools and schools being open, is that we want to make sure that everybody keeps at the top of their mind that just because COVID is the thing that's out there right now that's at the top of everybody's minds, there are other health needs that need to be addressed as well. Specifically in children, we want to make sure that they get evaluated prior to the school year if they haven't already done that, but also make sure that they're getting their vaccinations. We don't want children to get behind on their vaccinations because we do have many vaccine-preventable conditions that could happen in addition to COVID that are completely preventable with those vaccinations. So they are there for a reason, and we highly recommend that people get the vaccines for these diseases that you don't want to get at the same time as a COVID infection. So especially as we go into, for example, influenza season, a lot of COVID symptoms are very much the same as influenza, and it is going to be very difficult to differentiate between the two once we get into that season.
I only have a half a minute left, but I want parents also to get your advice on what obviously will be a challenging school year. What advice do you have for them?
Well, the biggest thing is to have a plan. So we don't know what's going to happen. So there's a, you know, we're in a hybrid situation, whether it's in person or from home. The biggest thing is just to have a plan. So when children, if it does happen where we then go into the distance education realm again, that you have a plan of who's going to, you know, kind of be with your kids. What are you going to do with work? You have healthy snacks. You have options. You have a non-distracted environment for them to be able to learn in.
Fascinating. Well, thanks for caring. We appreciate what you do and the whole team at Sanford, and good advice for, no doubt, a little bit concerned parents heading back to schools here. Good advice. Thank you, Doctor.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Dr. Todd Schaefer, Sanford Health Bismarck, Vice President of Clinics.